This week, as part of the series Independent Lens, a lot of public television stations are showing a short fiction film called Cosmopolitan. It's based on a short story by Akhil Sharma that was published by The Atlantic Monthly. It is the story of Gopal, an immigrant engineer from India, a successful American suburbanite, who loses first his job and then his family.
But I've never been alone in my life.
You'll be fine, Dad. Look for the silver lining.
Yeah, you bet. Go ahead, lead your lives. I'll be fine. Absolutely fine.
Abandoned by his wife and daughter, Gopal sets his sights on a promiscuous neighbor, played by Carol Kane.
How's work today?
You know, same old.
My kids, some of them are getting rejected from their dream choices, you know.
When you get off for lunch? I come and pick you up for a quick...
Oh, really? A quick what?
Lunch, of course.
Oh, just let me think for a moment about that.
Sounds delicious.
His manuals for seduction are the copies of Cosmopolitan magazine that his daughter left behind, but his fantasies are imagined scenes out of Bollywood musicals. Gopal is played by an extraordinary actor whom you have almost certainly seen. Roshan Seth played Nehru in the epic film Gandhi. He was in Monsoon Wedding, he was in My Beautiful Laundrette, he was in Mississippi Masala, he was even in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. He is in New Delhi and joins us right now. Welcome to the program, Mr. Seth.
Thank you very much.
Have we reached a point when some filmmaker anywhere in any continent needs a perplexed Indian father figure who can handle difficult domestic problems? They just call for you and you get the part?
Less and less, I think. Indians are getting very smart. But I'm very grateful when I get those parts.
Tell me about your career and when you started acting.
1964, went to England after doing an MA in modern Indian history here from Delhi University, and I trained at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art. And I still remember it. I still love the place. I still love the people there. I think I learnt a great deal about myself and a little bit about acting while I was there. And I began my career in England, stayed there until 1977. But I fortunately keep going back and working in England. I can't work here because I've got spoiled by the methods of working in the West.
You mean it's simply more comfortable to make a film in the West than in India?
No, it's different. The whole approach is different. It's more professionalized. Here, it's a jungle.
How so?
You know, just recently, there was a big Bombay producer who wanted to make a film. He rang me up. He said, I've got a nice role for you. I said, great. Can I look at the script? He said, what? May I see the script? You want to see the script? I said, yes. Well, why? I said, well, how else do I judge what it is I'm going to do? And he was very upset. Then he rang back, got through my agent. I said, talk to my agent. He talked to the agent. They got back to me. He said, if you come to my office in Delhi, I'll have someone read your part for you. Do you see what I mean? This is how they work. So I said, no, thanks. But that's why Bollywood is what it is. It's done by numbers. Mm-hmm. It's about the sort of sexual-driven fantasy of the Indian male, and I suppose, to some extent, the Indian female, too.
In Cosmopolitan, there are these wonderful fantasy scenes when your character imagines himself and Carol Kane as being in these Bombay-style musical numbers. And
that's
I wonder, did you ever actually perform in those? Is that ever a part of your film career?
No, I've never performed in them. And I had to do all those sort of Elvis kind of steps, and I'm really quite spastic when it comes to all that and uncoordinated. But Carol was very funny, and we somehow got through it. But the Bombay fantasy, that dance fantasy, that is, I suppose, what young Indian males grow up with, you see. So that's their idea of a juicy evening out with a female.
they're very idealized.
Or an evening out with a juicy female.
I was looking at a list of your of your acting credits, and there are a couple of odd exceptions. Somebody thought that you would be a natural, obviously, for Beria, for Stalin's KGB boss, but
yeah, that was Ivan Pasa. I still don't know why he cast me as Beria. I really don't. I really haven't a clue.
But it must have been quite a break from forever being cast in terms of ethnicity, of being that great Indian guy,
yes,
who can play this part perfectly.
Yes, yes. Though I must say that along the journey, I've given up worrying about ethnicity, mm-hmm, because I think, what else would I play anyway? So I've stopped worrying about that, you know. I am an Indian, and if I can do that job well, forget about playing other people well. Though I do the Iranian and the Jew and the this, that, the other, I do all that. But I wonder why sometimes, because you can find any kind of actor you want, and they're all terrific. So I'm happy playing Indians. And even then, you know, there's only a certain kind of Indian that I can really, I think, play convincingly, and that is, I like playing arrogant Indians.
What are you working on now, by the way? What will we see you in soon?
Nothing, I'm afraid. I have just turned down two wonderful things. I was offered Malvolio in A Twelfth Night in London at the Comedy. I've had to turn it down. And there's a new play by David Hare. I've had to turn that down. And the reason is, the family house has been sold. I will be without a roof over my head. I've got to find somewhere else within 6 weeks. I haven't found anywhere else. It's 43 degrees centigrade, and I'm really quite panicky. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I've got to buy somewhere, and I haven't got the money. And
this sounds like a movie in which you're cast in the starring role. This sounds very much like a...
I've put all work on hold because I really want to get this behind me so that I can now spend the last few years working, which is really what I love doing.
Well, Roshan Seth, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Roshan Seth, the actor, speaking with us from New Delhi. He is the star of a short fiction film showing in the public television series Independent Lens. It's called Cosmopolitan.